They are in the higher spheres and do not come to the earth plane very often, as I am told their loved ones are not on earth and they are not attracted to the earth plane very much. They know what God's love is too, but they are not so far advanced as your grandmother or mother. I have heard them talk and know what they say. Yes, we do, only once more, for I want you to see me as I promised you should. Yes, I do, and I will write you very often and so will the rest of us. You need not go to the seances if you will only, 16, the Paget messages 1914, believe that we write you and are with you as we say. I will try and so will the others, but I cannot tell whether we will be successful or not. But we will try very hard. Yes, she, B.S., will and she says that she will try to speak as she promised you. Yes, and says that your friend was at the seance last night and that your father spoke to him and sent a message to you. She says that you are too mean not to visit her as she wishes to talk to you. She says that you were not in condition to talk because you were only trying to see if she would tell you that she understood what you wanted her to say so that you might know that she had written to you. She says that when you believe that she comes to you and writes, sometimes she will not speak to you at Mr. Ripple's. She says that you are her brother and that she loves you, but that you must not think that she will do what you may desire, if it is not for the best. She says that she was not impatient but that the French woman tried to monopolize too much of the time with her inquiries about her business affairs. She does not deserve another husband. She says that the spirits spoke French and that Mr. Ripple did not speak at all. She is an honest medium and does not try to deceive the people. She says that she is not in love with Mr. Ripple but that she is the one that she must help, and that in doing her duty she tries to like Mr. R. as much as possible. She does not feel attracted to her in a spiritual way. Yes, to you and to Mr. Colburn and to Mrs. Colburn, but to scarcely any others. She says that he, Colburn, is a very good man but is not yet spiritually enlightened and sees only the moral things. She is not in rapport with him as with you and the Colburns. She says that she is willing that you do that, as she feels that you will be much better satisfied, and that the conditions will be much better if you do so. She will try very hard to let you hear her very soon. She says that she will be glad to tell you of those things, and to do so whenever you feel that you desire to have her write. She says that she will pray for you and try to help you in every way in her power. She says good night. He, W.E., says that he has not yet learned to write but will try to learn. That he made the pictures for you so that you might know that he was present. He was an artist when on earth. He says that you may depend on him. Yes, I am, so I will stop. Good night and may God bless you and love you as I do, my own darling husband, Helen 17. I am here, your mother. My boy, I am so glad to write you again. It seems so long since I wrote to you. I love you so much and feel that I must tell you, go to the Universalist Church as Helen told you. It is the best one now in existence because it believes more in God's love without having to worship Jesus. As you say, the Christian Scientists are good people but their position on spiritualism is all wrong and Mrs. Eddy now sees her error and wishes that she could undo it. She is in the same sphere with me but she does not enjoy so much of God's love as I do, and I talk to her sometimes and she tells me that she is very sorry that she made the mistake of teaching that spirits could not communicate with mortals. She is a very bright spirit but does not know all that she thought she knew when on earth. She may, I do not know, but I will ask her. Yes, I will pray for you my dear boy with all my heart. So good night, your mother - Anna Paget, I am here, your grandmother. You must not be so despondent. Pray to God and He will bless you. Try not to let the things of the material kind keep you from loving God. You are not doing right by thinking so much of the troubles of earth life. Trust in God. He will take care of you and you will not be left alone to worry over those things which will soon pass by. Give more of your thoughts to God and believe more in His love and care, and He will help you more than you can comprehend. Yes, even as to them. He is not so weak that His love cannot help you in those things. Be true to Him and yourself and you will not want for anything that is for your good. I know, for my experience in life has proved to me that I am speaking the truth. Yes, I am with her, Nita, Very often. She is a good girl and has much of God's love in her heart. She is trying to learn the true way to His love, and she will become a very spiritual woman as she grows older. Yes, I will, and she will love you too, for you seem to her now as both father and mother. Yes, you will, for I will try to help you to the fullest of my power. Only believe, and she will stay at school, and come home to you in the summer and feel that you have been her true and loving father, as you are. You must believe that we communicate with you, and when you do so without doubt, and then I do not think that you should go to the seances. The Paget Messages 1914, they are generally of such a mixed condition that you are not helped by what you come in contact with. Yes, I would advise you to go there. While they are not what I consider spiritual people, yet the spirits who attend their meetings are of a very good kind and will benefit you in the matter of your belief. Yes, I do, and your wife and guide, White Eagle, and your father will be able to talk to you soon. Bright Star will be a great help. She is a very spiritual person and loves God, as I know. But she is not yet entirely in the blessings of His full love, but she is trying to obtain it very hard. Yes, she is, though many Indians are very spiritual. White Eagle is a very spiritual man and lives in the fourth plane, spirit sphere. He is a strong spirit and seems to think a great deal of you. He will protect you in all emergencies and you can rely on him. He has never been the guide of anyone before and has not tried to learn English as he says, but he will soon learn as he is now making the effort. Only you must not let him write to you too often, for he is not of the writing band. Yes, it would. He is a powerful guide in certain ways, but he is not one who can help so much in spiritual matters. While he is good himself, yet he cannot instruct you in those things that you need to learn at this time. They, Mr. R. and Professor S., are not so spiritual, but their knowledge of certain other things in the spiritual world will be beneficial to you. You must not confine your investigations to purely spiritual things, for while they are the things absolutely necessary, yet there are other things that you should learn, and we formed our band of such persons as we thought would serve the purpose that we had in view. I doubt that he can cause the truth to grow, but you can try him. I don't know just what power he has with reference to physical things. I believe that he can help your eyesight and liver. So let him try to do what he says. He is honest in his belief and he may succeed. Good night, my own dear boy, your loving grandmother, Anne Rollins, December 8, 1914. I am here, Helen. Let me tell you that you are only making yourself unhappy trying to learn all about the way that I write to you, for you cannot do it, as you are not able to see my method, and I cannot fully explain it to you. But I will try to do as best I can. 18. When you take hold of the pencil, I exercise all my power to move the pencil so that it will write just what I think, but in order to do that I have to let my thoughts go through your brain. You do not do the thinking but merely let the thoughts pass through your brain, and the movement of the pencil is caused by the exercise of your brain in conjunction with my power which I exercise on the pencil. So you see, you do not originate the thought but merely convey it to the hand, which I guide in accordance with my thought. You do not have anything more to do with what is written than an electric wire has to do with transmitting a message from the party at the end where the message is given. Let me explain in another way. When I think a thought, I pass it through your brain to your hand, and my power to move your hand is brought into action, just as when you think a thought, your power to move your hand is brought into action. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and when I think, your mind catches the thought but does not create the same. So you must believe that I am doing the writing and not you, for I write some thoughts which you could not write if you tried. How do you like that for assurance? But to be serious, you could not write the things that I write without giving much thought to the different subject matters, for some of them are not familiar to you, as you have often said. Let go the idea that you are writing things which emanate from what is sometimes called your subconscious mind, for you have no subconscious mind. And the philosophers who teach such an idea are not acquainted with the laws of the mind. The mind is only the spiritual evidence of thoughts that congregate in the brain, but which really are not a part of the material thing which the wise men call the subconscious self or mind. Sick. There is no such thing, and when they let their explanations of things which they cannot account for rest on the assertion that the subconscious mind furnishes these thoughts, they are all wrong. Only the material brain furnishes thoughts which it puts forth from the observation of the senses, or from the faculties which are brought into action when the reason is made the basis of the thoughts. I am not a very good expounder of these things, but I tried to make it as plain as I could. Yes, I am telling you this from my own observation and understanding of these things. When you receive communications from Mr. Riddle, he will be able to explain more fully and more satisfactorily. The Paget Messages 1914, the laws which govern these things, and you must soon let him write. I am studying the laws of physical and psychical sciences, so that I may be able to assist you in your investigations when you come to search for the true relationship between spirits and mortals, and the laws which control these communications. Yes, my studies include the investigation of the laws governing clairvoyance and inspirational communications. You will have the opportunity sometime to have an experience in each of these phases, and I want to be in condition to assist you to a degree that will help you in arriving at conclusions which will be correct, and which will help others to understand the laws that govern these things. So you see, your wife loves you so much that she is willing to attempt to learn these things which are thought to be only for the masculine minds, in order to help you more clearly understand them. But while I will do this, I will not cease to try to learn, to the fullest, those things which will give me a clearer understanding of those spiritual truths that lead closer to God and His love. These are the absolutely necessary. The others are important but not necessary, in order that a soul may sooner or later reach the knowledge that makes it one with the Father. The love of God, which passes all understanding, is the one great thing to learn of and possess. My home is now so very beautiful that my happiness is more than I can tell you of. You will be also happy when you come over, for I am filling my home with such beautiful thoughts and so much love, that when you come you will wonder how your little wife could possibly have accumulated so much beauty and filled the house with so much love. Yes, as I receive more of God's love into my soul, my home becomes the more beautiful, only I do not have to be in the home to be able to have this love with me. It is with me all the time, and when I am in my home, the home becomes a reflection of that love. The home is not beautiful if the love is not there. So you see, the home depends upon the existence of the love for its beauty. My soul is the creator of my home, and without the soul being beautiful, the home could not be beautiful. When I leave my home to come to you, the home remains the same, because while my soul is with me, and also the love that makes it beautiful, yet the home retains the reflection, or as you might say, the atmosphere of that love to such a degree, 19, that the beauty of the home is not lessened or deteriorated by my temporary absence. So you see, the home has a permanency, although it depends upon the soul to give it its beauty and loveliness. My home is not yet perfect, but as I grow in God's love, then more perfection will come to it. The more love that I have, the more beautiful the home. We all are dependent upon the degree of love in our souls for the appearance of our homes. Let your endeavor be to get all of this love that you possibly can, and if you succeed in getting as much as I have, you will be one with me and our home will be together. If you do not, I will have to wait until you do before we can live as one together. So do try to get all of God's love that you can. If you will only give your thoughts to the spiritual things, and let your soul be open to the inflowing of this love by praying with all your soul longings, you can progress just as rapidly as I do. So love enough and want to be with me enough to try with all your heart to get this love. Your own true wife, Helen. December 9, 1914. I am here, Helen. I am so very happy as you are loving me very much tonight, for I can see that your thoughts are with me so much more than of late, so let me continue to feel that you love me so much. When I realized that the time had come for me to go, I did not fear to do so, but calmly waited and thought that all my sufferings would soon end. And when my spirit left the body, I commenced to feel as if I was rising out of it and that I was going upward to the place that I had so often heard my father speak about. But I had scarcely awakened to the fact that my spirit had left the body before your mother had me in her arms and was trying to tell me that I had nothing to fear or cause me to feel that I was not with those that loved me. She was so beautiful that I hardly realized that it was she, and when I commenced to see that I was no longer in my body, I asked her not to leave me but to take me with her to where she lived. She told me that I could not go there, but that God had prepared a place for me to go to, and that she would accompany me and show me the truth of my future existence. I went with her, and she took me to a place that was very beautiful and filled with spirits who had recently passed over. She did not leave me for a long time, and when she did, your father came to me and said, "I am Ned's father and want to help you to realize that you are now in there." The Paget Messages 1914, Spirit World, and must not let the thoughts of the earth keep you from getting in a condition to learn that all of us are only waiting for the love of God to help us to higher and better things. Your grandmother soon came to me and told me who she was, and was so beautiful and bright that I scarcely could look at her, for her face was all aglow with what seemed to me to be a heavenly light, and her voice was so sweet and musical that I thought she must be one of God's angels that I had read about in the Bible. She told me of the things that God had prepared for me, and that He wanted me to love Him and feel that He loved me. But after a while I commenced to think that I must be deceived in my sight and hearing, and was still on earth, and needed only my body again to know that I was still immortal. Some time elapsed before I really became conscious that I was a spirit and was not on earth, for when I tried to talk to you, as I did, you would not listen to me and turned away from me as if you did not see or hear me. After a short time your mother and father came to me again, and tried to persuade me that I must not continue in my belief that I was still of the earth, but must believe that I was in spirit life, and needed only the things of the spirit to make me more contented. So you see, I was so very fortunate in having your dear parents and grandmother welcome me when I passed over. If they had not received me, I do not know to what condition of fear and distraction I might have been subjected. No spirit can learn the truth of the change, unless in some way helped by others. So you see, when you come over I will be there to receive you and love you so much that you will never have to go through the period of doubt that I did. Your father is also waiting to receive you, and in fact, all your spirit band have agreed that when you come, you will have nothing to fear for want of help and love. I first saw my parents after I commenced to believe that I was in the spirit world. And when I saw them they did not know me, but thought that I was still in the body and that they were still on earth, as they had not yet awakened to the fact that they were in the spirit world. They were very unhappy, and it took considerable talking to make them believe that they were spirits and not mortals. My father was more easily convinced than was my mother, for he commenced sooner to recall that when death comes, the spirit must go to God who gave it. My mother would not believe so soon, for she continued to think that she was with her acquaintances on earth, and that they were not 20, treating her very courteously, for when she spoke to them, they would not answer. But thank God, they both now realize that they are in the spirit world, and that they must learn to love God, if they would be happy. When I commenced to leave the body there was no pain or suffering, only a feeling that I was rising out of it. No darkness appeared to me, and I saw my body lying there as if it were asleep. I did not try to hold it, but thought that it was merely taking a rest and that as soon as it felt refreshed I would enter it again and continue to live as before. I did not wait for it to awaken, but continued to arise until, as I told you, your mother clasped me in her arms. She was my own dear mother as well as yours. I did not know that I was dying, but felt that something unusual was happening, and I was not afraid. As I always in life dreaded death, as you know, the strange thing to me was that I did not look upon death as dying. It was only a pleasant dreamy feeling, and I only thought that I was going to become absent from my body until it was refreshed. My thoughts were not of death at all. I had been suffering pain, but I thought that I was getting well, and the feeling of relief that came over me was the result of my getting better. As my spirit arose, I thought only of my condition and how soon I would be able to return home and see my friends. No other thoughts came to me, not even my love for God, or the fact that I was not in condition, as regards my soul, to meet my Maker, as I had been taught. There was absolutely no fear of what might happen to me, or that I would soon be called upon to account for the sins I had committed. Just before my spirit left my body I was unconscious. But just as soon as the separation commenced, I became fully conscious and knew everything that took place, and did not feel at all as if I were in danger or needed the help of anyone. I did not stay with my body at all when I commenced to leave it, but continued to rise, as I have told you, until your mother met me. So you see, death, which I so much feared, was not such a dreadful thing to experience. Yes, when my son came to where my body lay, I returned to it, and saw it taken away, and afterwards buried, but I still did not understand what it all meant, and only when your grandmother told me that I would no more inhabit it, did I commence to realize that I had left it forever. But even then I had some feeling that she was mistaken, and that in some way I would return to it again and continue to live on Earth. The Paget Messages 1914. Question: Yes, when I had been in the spirit world a short time, I saw other spirit forms and, even then, I was not in a condition of mind to fully understand that they were spirits and not mortals. The resemblance is very real to one who has never had his spiritual eyes opened, and even though the spirit forms all appear much more beautiful and bright, yet to me they all seem to be human forms, and I thought that I was not in condition to fully see just what they were. You must let me stop now, for I am tired. Your own true and loving, Helen. December 12, 1914. I am here, Helen. I am very happy and so are you, as I can see, for you are not worried tonight, but you must not try to write much, for our condition is not so good as it might be. Yes, I think so, or if you feel that you should write a little, let your grandmother write as she is here and wants to say something to you about your love for God and His love for you. Your own true and loving, Helen. I am here, your grandmother. I wish to tell you more about the things of the Spirit, for they are the important things that you should know. You are very near the kingdom, and if you keep on trying to have more of God's love in your soul, you will soon realize the full joy and peace which comes with such possession. Try to let your heart receive more of His love, for He is always ready and waiting to bestow His love upon you. He is the one lovely Father for you to long for and keep with you in all your thoughts and aspirations. Do not let the worries of life keep you from loving and believing that He wants you to become one with Him in love and grace. He is not only waiting for you to let His love flow into your heart, but He is, continuously, knocking at the door of your heart, that you may open and let Him enter. Be true to your best spiritual longings, and you will soon feel that you have got that in your soul which will give you perfect peace and happiness. You are only now beginning to learn that you must feel that your Father is so near you that He must become a part of your life and being. When that love has fully taken possession of you, you will know that you are His own true and reconciled son, just as all are who have come into a realization of that love. So do not doubt that you may become such a son of your Father. For I tell you 21, that I know from my own experience, the grandeur of living in the favor of His blessing. Be my own dear boy and do try to reach out and get this love. You must not let the things of your earth life keep you from the higher things that the Father has prepared to give you. You will soon know, as I know, that the only things worth striving after are the things of this spiritual love of the Father. Be more anxious to get this knowledge and it will come to you in all its beauty and convincing force. I so wish that you could see the Holy Spirit's work among men and spirits, for then you would not doubt any more that God is a God of love, and not of anger or retribution. Keep praying, for that is the one great means to receive the love of God. Without prayer man cannot reach the answering ear of the Father's grace. He will hear the penitent only, for He will not accept anyone who is not truly and anxiously, earnestly, seeking Him. Man has a will to either accept or reject the love of God, and until he exercises his will in a way to show that he wants that love, it will not be given him. No man is ever forced to love God or to let God's love come into his heart. The love of God cannot be defined, for it passes all understanding, but the result of that love, when in the souls of men, can be seen and felt, in the exceeding beauty in the countenances of men, and in their wonderful happiness. No fear of death or anything that maketh afraid can possibly exist where this love is. It is not the love that permits any feelings of jealousy or envy to have an entrance, but is so perfect and all soul-filling that there cannot possibly be any room for anything but its own great self. I know that the love of God is the only thing that can make man supremely happy while on earth, and after he becomes a spirit. My love for him is such that I love every one of his creatures, be they saints or sinners. And that is the difference between the love that he inspires in his children, and the love that exists among men and spirits, which has not his love for its foundation. Be sure that no man can be perfectly happy without this divine love. Your wife is progressing very rapidly in the way to this perfect love, and I think that in a short time she will be with me in my sphere, for she will not let anything come between her and her efforts to possess the greatest amount of this love that is possible to obtain. It is wonderful how her faith has grown since she first became convinced that she must seek the Father's love in order to, the Paget Messages 1914, become one with him and perfectly happy. You must try to get this faith and progress with her, so that when you come over you will go forward together in soul development and conjugal love. She is now in the third, spirit, heaven, as she has told you, and she is almost in a condition of development to leave that sphere and go with your mother to the fifth, spirit, sphere, where her happiness will be so much greater. She loves you so much that you must feel that she wants you to be with her in all her happiness. She is not the same Helen as when she was on earth, but is so much changed that your mother says her appearance is as different as earth from heaven. She is not only changed in her appearance, but in her temperament and desires for those things which do not tend to retard the progress of the soul. Let her tell you of her love for you, and you must believe what she is telling you, as she is not one who is in condition to speak anything else than the truth. Her love for you is so great that I sometimes wonder how it can be, for while we all love you, as well as our soulmates, yet she seems to have such intense love for you that we wonder. We think that her nature is so intense that she cannot do anything in a way that is not the result of her strong and earnest constitution, or rather that is not the result of a power that knows no limitation in effort or force. But while she loves you so intensely, her love for God is not interfered with in the least, for just as she gives her whole soul to loving you, she devotes it to loving God also. And when you do come over you will find such love in her heart for you as we seldom see in the spirit life for our soulmates. But you must not think from this that we do not love intensely also, and the love that we all have for our soulmates is very great and deep as I must tell you, but she seems to be almost consumed by this love for you. And you must never do anything to hurt her or make her feel that you do not want it or deserve it. My dear boy, we must stop writing now as you are not in condition to write more. So I will say good night and God bless you and keep you in his love and care. Your loving grandmother. Anne Rollins, I love you. Yes, she did, and she did not tell you all for she cannot know it all, but I know and I tell you that my love for you is not capable of being told. 22, good night. My own dear Ned, Helen, December 16, 1914. I am here, your old partner. I want to talk a little with you. You have not given me the opportunity before, and I commenced to think that you did not wish to hear from me. Well, I will try my best and will talk to you about the laws of control of spirits over human beings. You are not very different from us in your mental or spiritual conditions. We, of course, have no physical bodies, but our spiritual bodies are very much like those we had on earth in former shape, except that we are young and strong and not affected by those things which you are subject to. You must know, however, that we are all affected to a greater or lesser degree by the condition of our soul development. Your wife, for instance, is now a very beautiful spirit both as regards her spiritual body as well as her spiritual soul. She is one of the most beautiful that I come in contact with, except your mother and grandmother, who are beyond my ability to describe. I am also very different, but not so very much changed, as I have not yet made very great progress in the things pertaining to the involution, development, of the soul. My ideas are not very much changed, as I still think that I am a man who must depend upon himself for his advancement, and that God is away off somewhere in the heavens and not much interested in my welfare. But your father is now in another plane, and I commence to wonder why he should progress and I be left to live in this earth plane, and as I think of this I feel that there must be something more to my being lifted out of my present conditions through my own efforts.